Hi, I'm Gary Calamar. We are here at one of my favorite places, the fantastic Mr. Musichead Photo Gallery. And coming up, we have a performance and interview with Biba Doobie.
What's up? I'm Biba Doobie, and this is my song, Tired. This next song's called Coffee. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed. And I promise that one day I'll feel fine. And I promise that one day I'll feel alright. And I'll make a cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. And I'll make a cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. How you like it? Don't know how long I'll stay for. It's okay, I'll knock on your door. Won't you come down and get me? I like it when you hold me tight. You make me feel nice. The green green in your eyes makes me foam inside. And I'll make a cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. And I'll make a cup of coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it. How you like it. The song's called See You Soon.
Born in the Philippines and raised in West London, Bea Christie began recording music as Bea Badoobie in 2017. Since then, she has released a bunch of wonderful EPs and the album Fake It Flowers, which came out in 2020. She has a new album coming this summer, Bayatopia, and the singles Talk and See You Soon are out now. I'm very happy to introduce you to Bea Christie, a.k.a. Bea Badoobie. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I know you're slightly under the weather, so thank you very much for doing this.
Good.
You sounded great. Nice to hear the songs done acoustically. That's really nice, really sweet. You sounded beautiful.
Thank you.
You have such an interesting background. So tell me, when did you move from the Philippines to London, where you are based these days?
I was 3 when I moved to London. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't really get too much of the Philippine rock scene at 3 years old?
No, I actually did. No, I didn't. But I went back like every year, every summer. And then I went to school there for a year when I was 7. But yeah, It's still very much home to me, the Philippines.
Oh, cool. And I know there was a music there that came out of the Philippines, the Pinoy music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just like original Pinoy music, like Apple Hiking Society. They were a band that my mom always used to play in the car, and just like, you know, really good songwriting. Yeah, like good love songs.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't heard too much about the Philippine rock scene, although I do know the Beatles had a very hard time when they played in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had snubbed Imelda Marcos by not going to her party, and they had a hard time getting out of the country.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Beatles.
We don't blame you, though.
I am not to blame Imelda Marcos. Great shoe collection, but questionable.
This was before your time.
Yeah.
What else were you listening to in your rock formative years?
My rock formative years. I went through a lot of phases growing up, but I think, you know, when I started really getting into music, it was when I was in high school, in secondary school. I went to an all-girl Catholic school and I had a really amazing group of friends that I'm still friends with today. And we listened to music together, danced to music together, got drunk to music together, did all sorts. So it was bands like The Smiths and The Cure, and then had a crazy like Green Day phase, Blink-182 phase, and then I got really into the Smashing Pumpkins, and then this goes on and on. And then, but I've been really exploring a lot of music, especially with the new record. I've been really getting into the Broken Social scene and Chemical Brothers and lots of bands. I could talk for ages.
Very cool. Cool bands. I know you're really busy these days. You got your new album is recorded, is done.
It is done, yes.
And coming out in the summer. And I know you're about to head out on a big tour, world tour, going around the world, and you just played Coachella.
Yes.
How was your Coachella experience?
One weekend of Coachella, because I was too ill to do
second
weekend.
Not too bad.
So I've just been very ill on this run. But first weekend was amazing. It's very different from all the festivals I'm used to that are in the UK. It's not like Reading and Leeds. It's undeniably iconic, Coachella. But yes, it's very different. And the crowd was great. And yeah, it was fun. It was really interesting.
Very cool. A lot of people there. I haven't gone to Coachella for a few years now, but went in the early days. And yeah, big fun over there.
Yeah. A lot of Instagrammers.
Yes,
a lot of TikTokers.
Yes. And as I said, you're going on tour. You're going back to the UK, Spain, Norway, Switzerland, Australia, Ireland. You like touring? What's your favorite part of being an indie rock star?
I think to be as transparent as possible. I mean, touring is very hard as a musician and as like a 21-year-old girl that likes home. But it's amazing because you feel the energy like there live. And that's the one thing I look forward to the most when I go on tour. It's like, as much as I really dislike being away from home, it's the fans, it's the people that listen to the music, that care about the music, that make it so special to me, you know. But yeah. It's a complicated one.
Very cool. And I know you got a lot of fans around the world. You got many streams that are happening out there. I heard something about how many streams was it? A billion streams? Does that sound right?
God, I do not like to look at numbers.
A billion, you know, give or take 100,000, I guess. But that is very cool. I mean, we're big fans at the station. We're loving your music, and we can see why you're getting all those streams. So how did the stage name Biba Doobie come to you?
It's a fun little name, but as you know, this whole thing, as I was saying before cameras, I never really planned to be a musician, because I've always wanted to be a nursery teacher. And when I was making music, it was like when I just got kicked out of school, and I was just like, I need a hobby because I'm just really sad. So I've been making music, and the guy I was making music at the time with, Oscar, he was like, dude, you know, if you want to like release this music, and I'm like, I don't want to release this music. If people want to listen to it, it'll be like my friends. Like, but you need to put it out somewhere. I'm like, okay. He's like, but you also need a stage name. And I was like, okay. And at the time, I had an Instagram handle. I had like a private Instagram where I post like, just, it was just me and my friends. And it was called Biba Doobie because I thought it was funny and it sounded like a minion on acid. And I was like, kind of jokes. So we were just like, yeah, just use that. Like, no one's going to care. Now, here we are.
It works. It works.
It works, I guess.
It was great to hear your new single, See You Soon, your acoustic version. I know you said that's your favorite on the new album, the recording.
Yeah.
And if I read your bio correctly, you made it under the influence of some magic vegetables. Can you tell us about that?
It was after I tripped on shrooms for the first time, yes. Stereotypically, I'd had a revelation, like everyone does on shrooms, but it really helped like open my eyes to a lot of things, and it was during a time in general where I was hanging out by myself a lot and figuring out myself and being more comfortable with my own company, and it made me realize that at times it's not me isolating myself, but it's me just learning how to appreciate being by my, you know, myself. I keep repeating that. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Cool. I know I'm a fan of your song from one of your early EPs, He Gets Me So High.
Yep.
From your extended play EP, which led me to thinking about the possibility of you getting into the cannabis business. I'm thinking Biba Doobies available at your favorite dispensary. Going in there and fire up a Biba Doobie.
You're giving me ideas.
Talk to your manager. I think it's a great idea.
I did release Grinders.
Promotional Biba Doobies?
Yeah. Promotional Biba Doobies. Oh my God, yeah. But I used to have Grinders.
It's legal these days.
It's legal. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, not in the UK, but not yet. But I think I like America because there's some good states that sell good weed.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open for that. I would like to try one sometime.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us and doing the show. As I said, we're huge fans at the station. Looking forward to the release of the new album, Bayatopia, coming this summer. Good luck on the tour and everything else. I hope you feel better, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.